Let's get some reaction to this now. We are joined by the Palestinian ambassador to Ireland, Dr. Jilan Wahaba Abdel Majid. Ambassador, you're very welcome to the programme. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
What is your reaction to what you have just heard?
It's very heartening. It's emotional, but I would like as well to say first, I sincerely thank the Taoiseach, Minister of Foreign Affairs, and the Irish government as a whole for this formal recognition of the State of Palestine. I think it's the time. It's not symbolic gesture. It's a recognition of our rights of 13 million people, Palestinian people, to self-determination and to live in peace and security in a sovereign state. That acknowledgement and recognition is highly welcomed by the Palestinian leadership and, of course, by all the Palestinians.
So is it more than symbolic then? Is that what you're saying? Does it mean much in the practical sense?
Yes, because I mean, what's going on in Gaza at the minute and in the West Bank needs the international community to take action. This action, the recognition of the rights of the Palestinian people, that give hope to the Palestinian that they are seen, they are heard, they are not alone, and the international community believe in their rights to live in peace and security in their sovereign state.
One might imagine that the next step could be a vote at the UN Security Council following on the UN General Assembly earlier this month, last month actually, to recognise Palestinian statehood. But obviously the US vetoed that the last time it came before the UN Security Council. Would you like to see Ireland use its considerable influence with the White House on this issue?
Yes. Yes, of course. I know that from our colleagues in our mission in United Nations that Ireland was leading in that. They were, working hard with other countries, and that brought 143 countries to recognize the State of Palestine at the UN General Assembly. I know that Ireland is working hard as well within the EU countries, and they lead in that. So this work that for so many years now, it brought up something very good, very strong, and I hope that we will take it from there to the Security Council. I mean, the United States cannot ignore the willing of 143. It's the international community who said their word. I think if they just wanted to use the veto again, that would be as opposing the international community as well to recognize the State of Palestine. I say that this is a UN and legal entitlement for Palestine to be recognized as a state.
Around 30 minutes ago, the Israeli government recalled their ambassadors to Ireland and to Norway in light of these decisions. The Israeli foreign minister posted a statement on social media, part of which he said, "Today's decision sends a message to the Palestinians and the world. Terrorism pays. After the Hamas terror organization carried out the largest massacre of Jews since the Holocaust, after committing heinous sexual crimes witnessed by the world, these countries chose to reward Hamas and Iran by recognizing a Palestinian state." What do you say to that?
I say that the Palestinian people deserve this recognition. I say that the Israelis wouldn't say this as a normal step, as their barbaric and genocidal war continue with the Palestinian people. I say that the 35,000 of Palestinians and more than 70,000 of people injured, killed and injured, more than 100,000 Palestinians in Gaza, that make the international community obliged to do something on the ground. After 7 months of this barbaric war, someone should take the lead and say to the international community that this must stop, and the Palestinian people deserve to have their own state, live in peace and security in the region. Without this, without giving the hope to the Palestinian, this wouldn't work. We cannot just live in this war forever.
But the fact is, Ireland is recognising a state, currently part of which is governed by an organisation that is regarded as a terrorist organisation by the European Union, and another part which is governed by an authority which is mired in corruption and lacking any real power. Do the Palestinian people deserve better?
Listen, I mean, when you talk about Palestine and the Palestinians, you talk about 13 million Palestinian people has this right. Like, we have the right to be recognized as a state. This was given to us, not as a nation, that their aspiration for freedom should be recognized. This happened in 1947, and it will continue to call for to the recognition of our self-determination. This is something that you're not talking about particular people, you're talking about the whole nation. We have this right that doesn't connected or links to whatever you mentioned. It's the Palestinian people. We are 13 million that deserve this right, our right to self-determination, our aspiration for freedom. This welcome, the Palestinian people deserve this.
But is it a pipe dream? Is it a pipe dream to still talk about a two-state solution, particularly in the context of what is happening at the moment? Hamas don't support a two-state solution. This current Israeli government don't support a two-state solution. And it's difficult to see how any future Israeli government might either, in light of what took place on October the 7th.
I mean, it's not what Israel want and what the other want. Our right is stronger than any.
So how do you get to that point?
We will get it there. I mean, all the sacrifice by the Palestinian people for the past seven decades now it's becoming for the international community to recognize that this situation wouldn't go forever like this. There should be a political horizon. Without recognizing the rights of the Palestinian, this will go forever. And I don't think that the Palestinians or the Israeli, deserve to live like this war forever. We deserve to live in peace and security, and the Israeli children, the Palestinian children, as the Taoiseach said, deserve to live in peace and security for their life. We deserve this, and the international community must help us to achieve this.
Thank you very much for joining us on Morning Ireland, Palestinian Ambassador to Ireland, Dr. Gilan Wahaba Abdel Majid.